Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, you heard the latest in the news about State Senator Nicole Mitchell on trial. I've had a little bit of time today to listen to her testimony, and my goodness. You know, what a mess. Welcome to Drive Time. It's Jason. Dan Cook is off again today. Josh Wheeler is with us. I'm struck listening to this trial that, first of all, you know, quite a bit of what State Senator Nicole Mitchell is saying as to what she was doing in her stepmother's house to me feels like nonsense. It is very difficult to get your arms around the facts of this. Where on body cam video, she's saying she was in her stepmother's house to take some stuff from her late father. And then, not long ago, she says, no, I wasn't going to take anything. Susie's back in here.
Real briefly, Nicole Mitchell now is being cross-examined by prosecutors.
So this is some of the, so finally, after being on the stand all day, she started just before 10 this morning, about 5 hours. Well, you take out a lunch break, about 3.5 hours of testimony. But now the tough questions.
The
right?
Tough questions.
All right.
Talking right now about a letter that was found, a piece of paper that was found inside her backpack.
Okay.
Really getting picked apart by
We can actually dip into a little of this if you'd like, Josh, if you want to fire up my computer. I have the live feed from the court,
because,
and it's a delayed fee.
Additional confusion, and I think that's enough.
So why say it?
So, you know, this is something I've had to anguish over for the last year.
This is the fundamental question. Why did she say in the body cam video that she would?
I created this entire situation. So the only person I have to blame for this is myself. And I'm not saying this for sympathy, but I was very stressed out. And then at a certain point, you know, I'd never had a gun pointed at me before. Or anything. I didn't understand what Carol had said to the police, and I didn't have the context they had, and you know, I thought we were just going to calm everything down, and it went a different direction.
All right, so this
when
is
Carol initially chased me.
We could lower this down a little bit, Josh. This is Senator Nicole Mitchell on cross-examination right now, saying that what she said in the police body camera video in the moment that she was there to take some of her late father's stuff. Now she's trying to put that toothpaste back in the tube and say, like, no, I was just trying to diffuse it and figure, like, hey, this is a family matter. It would all go away. today, she's saying that she had no intention of taking anything, that she was there. And she used the term welfare check, which is sort of a term that you hear from police when you're checking on a loved one. I have all of the feelings on this issue, right, that her personal story is really sad and gripping, and I'm so empathetic for any family and anyone who is working through a family member who is dealing with dementia or Alzheimer's. And it's even harder when you have strife in the relationship. And Senator Mitchell testified today about the fact that her stepmother wanted to kind of have a funeral with the ashes of Nicole Mitchell's dad. And she wasn't going to be able to go because she would be at the Capitol. And your heart sort of breaks for that. And you think like, oh, my gosh, like there's got to be a way to work this out. I guess I'm left with the fact that this is. And yes, it's a felony. And yes, it has a maximum charge of 20 years. But let's cut the crap for a minute and be real. This is small potatoes. Mm. This is a very minor criminal offense. And she could have made the whole thing go away. I'm convinced of this. If she would have stepped down, taken responsibility, said, I shouldn't have done this. I was out of my mind and I was wrong. And would there have been a court case? I would be on this radio station right now urging the prosecutors to use discretion and let this go. Because society is not served by sending Nicole Mitchell to jail or to prison or convicting her of a felony for this. She's of no danger to society. She has had her personal tragedy bared for all of us. I think the best outcome of this would have been for it to go away. But the reason it isn't going away is because she refused to accept responsibility. And even today in court, to be saying, well, I didn't take anything, I didn't have anything, it just defies any sort of reasonable credibility. And frankly, man, it sucks if it's true, right? Because maybe it is true. And also, this never had to happen. It never had to happen. So many crazy decisions made in the middle of the night. Play, Josh, we pulled a little soundbite of Senator Mitchell. And you're welcome to chime in if you've been following this. My belief is that we are not served by locking up Nicole Mitchell. Frankly, we're not served by having a felony on her record. And also, she made this happen. She made this go to court. She made this drag on for more than a year. 651-461-9226. Here is her attorney asking, all right, did you steal anything? Did you intend to steal anything? Because to me, the biggest question, like, yes, she clearly broke in. She admitted on the stand trespassing. But that's not the charge. The charge is burglary. The charge is having kind of the tools of burglary, meaning a crowbar. To me, it's pretty weak, weak sauce, because it was caught in progress. And so what did she really have? Here is her attorney asking, again, a senator who could have made all of this go away. All of it. And yeah, is it hard to confess and is it hard to give up your seat in the Senate? Yes. Is it unfortunate? You made the choice. You made the choice to get in that car, drive 200 miles, drive 3 miles, 3 hours up to Detroit Lakes in the middle of the night. You made the choice. Sometimes in life, we make one choice that's really bad. You got to pay. I don't think she should pay with jail time. I don't even think she should pay. Well, I don't think she should have paid with a conviction. Here's what she said when her attorney's like, well, did you take anything? Did you intend to take something?
Did you take anything from Carol Mitchell's house that night?
No.
Did you take anything of your father's that night?
No.
Did you take anything of Carol Mitchell's that night?
No.
Did you go into Carol Mitchell's house looking for any of your dad's possessions or mementos?
No.
Did you go into the house looking for anything of your father's or of Carol Mitchell's specifically?
No.
And if you wanted to take anything of your father's or Carol Mitchell's, could you have?
I wouldn't take something.
But if you wanted to?
Yes, I...
Explain why that is.
Because Dad's, like, area was in the basement.
I mean, 0% believable to me. Mm-hmm. If she would have testified and said, yeah, like, for a year, and she said she's been asking her stepmother for, like, her late father's, like, for some clothing to give to her kids. If she would have said, yep, I was there to get the photo album and some clothing, and I don't know what I was thinking. I was out of my mind with grief, and I'm sorry. Well, now a jury has to sort of figure it out. Text coming in. Unbelievable text coming in. Unbelievable. I can't wait to share the way some of you guys are interpreting what I just said, and we'll do that. I'll give you a hint. You're a bleeding heart liberal. Let the criminals run free. To which I would respond this in just a minute on Drive. All right, Nicole Mitchell.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
State Senator is on the stand telling her story. I find what I've heard hard to believe. Cross-examination. I had said before that cross-examination was underway. It was not. That was still her defense attorney asking her. The cross is underway soon. Court is in a bit of a break. We'll see at 3:25 if they actually want to do cross-examination today or if they'll do it tomorrow. I would think if I were the prosecution, I would want to do the cross-exam today. My assertion is that it does not serve society to have her locked up. And this is her fault for going down this road and having a court case. We would not have a court case, in my view, and in the view of most legal analysts that we have talked with on this show, if she would have accepted responsibility and resigned her seat in the state Senate, which is what I have said all along. Whether she was found guilty of this or not, to me, has no bearing on whether or not she should continue to be a state senator. She should not. She should have stepped down. She still should step down. Texters say that I am a crazy liberal. You're a bleeding heart liberal. Let the criminals run free, says one texter. Another texter. Oh, my gosh. Seriously, you're defending her? Is it because she's a Democrat? She broke into someone else's home and watched them sleep. This lady is a lunatic and needs to be put in jail. Why? Because she broke the law. I will say that this is a very strong opinion that people have when the person accused of the crime is not of the same political belief as that. I don't know. Were you guys saying this when Donald Trump was accused of concealing and hiding top secret documents from the FBI? I don't know. Interesting. There are times that judges and prosecutors make decisions out of discretion, out of humanity. Do you feel unsafe because Nicole Mitchell is out on the street? Like, give me a break. Give me a break. Jason, Nicole Mitchell should be tried and convicted of burglary and face the exact same consequences of every other first-time convicted burglar, assuming she's found guilty, no better and no worse. Don't cut her slack because she's a Dem. What is wrong with you people? Like, what is this? Like, I am having some empathy here because when you have death and tragedy in the family and you have drama and you have a family member that you're concerned about their ability to care for themselves because they're in the early phases of Alzheimer's. I don't know, man. People make bad choices. I'm saying she should suffer consequences. I also push back on this idiotic belief in our society that the only acceptable consequence for someone is lock them up. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Mark on YouTube, it's okay if your kids, when you get old, would you be okay if your kids broke in at 4 a.m. to get stuff? What is wrong with you guys? The only consequence that's acceptable is lock him up, get a conviction on your record. What does that solve? What does that accomplish? Does it give you the ability to just dismiss a situation and say, I'm done with it? Look, if you're out there with guns endangering our community, if you're a fraudster ripping people off, hell yes, throw the book at you, lock you up. But if you're in the middle of a family tragedy and you accept responsibility, step down from your elected seat. That's consequences. That's justice. That's enough. She didn't. She's in court. She did this to herself. I'm not saying the jury should not convict her. At this point, the jury should convict her. My sadness is that it got this far. It is sad that her personal mess is now a public conversation point. Didn't have to happen. Didn't have to happen. Is there a bigger picture about politicians and hubris and the lack of ability to just throw in the towel? I think so. But I don't know. This is more of a human issue to me. That it's hard when you're going through a tragedy. You knew you did something wrong, but you don't think you did something as wrong as what the narrative is, that you say, I want to clear my name. She's making it worse so far, in my view. Let's break. It's 3:30.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.